Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 3 hours. We've got a guest in the studio at the moment. Then between 1 and 2, we'll have Cindy McLeish, our local MP, to tell us about things that she's been doing in the electorate. And then between 2 and 3, we'll have the Highway Patrol in here to talk about the road toll and a whole lot of other issues. So it'll be great to have them. They're going to come in every couple of months. Not always a Highway Patrol, but we'll have the police in every couple of months. But anyway, it's first of all, I played that song. It was Roberta Flack. And of course, she passed away earlier in the week. I think she was 88. So great innings, but yeah, it's always sad to see some of these icons of the, well, as I say, at times 50s and 60s, because a lot of you know I play that sort of music on a Sunday, and unfortunately every now and again a few of them fall off the perch too. But then a lot of them have been lucky, because a lot of them were killed in plane crashes at 20, 21, 22 and motor accidents. Anyway, that was Roberta Flack. But anyway, it's my pleasure to introduce Joe now. Joe is with an organisation called Healesville Connect. Now, we had Renee in a couple of years ago. But, so first of all, welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
It's good to have you in. Now, first of all, can you just very briefly run us through what Healesville Connect does?
Okay. Well, Healesville Connect was formed during lockdown in late 2020, early 2021, when we, meaning the community and quite a few new people to the community, decided that they were having difficulty finding out what went on in the community and were having trouble finding any new friends. So we set up basically via Facebook, and it's still very much a Facebook-based organisation. Just a way of getting to know each other and finding out what goes on in the valley, especially around Healesville, and forming some ideas of ways we could actually meet up face to face in the Yarra Valley.
Well, I guess one of the things too that, and I've said this a lot on this show, that not only do a lot of people who were in Melbourne decide to retire up the Yarra Valley because it's such a great place, but also even some people have lived here 30, 40 years, still don't know what goes on, because they got up in the morning, often when it was dark, went to work. Mm-hmm. By the time they came home, if they had young children and as the kids grew up, they had to take them all over the place. Saturdays they probably did the lawns, Dad did, Mum did a whole lot of things, run the kids around, and all of a sudden it's Monday and a lot of them just don't know anything much about what happens in Healesville.
That's exactly right. We have quite a few people that come to our coffee mornings, and that's exactly what's happened. They've retired from work, and often the work was out of town, and they've retired and realised they really don't have a very large social group locally. So they're coming along to the coffee mornings and finding people with like minds and similar interests and forming new friendships.
I was going to say that now. You said that it's basically was on Facebook, but that was, of course, was during lockdown.
Yep.
But since lockdown, apart from the coffee, do you find that people come along and, you know, and they get to know each other, and then they go off and form, well, like you just said, little groups, not necessarily coffee, but, you know, maybe they're involved in model aeroplanes or anything like that. Do you find much of that happening?
Yes, for sure. There are quite a few people that start with us, and then they find a great friend that's the person sitting next to them, and they find that they've got very similar interests, and they end up going and having lunches together or going off and doing whatever it is that they're interested in through the week, and just coming to coffee occasionally to meet others and to touch base with the rest of us. So it's been a really good way of, especially new people to the town, finding new friendships.
And one of the things that I talk about a lot on this show and have over the years I've been doing it is social isolation. And they say that if we can't reverse a trend on social isolation, as people get older and they start to just sit around on the couch and watch TV and play on their computers and that it'll be one of the biggest killers, and possibly will overtake cancer as a killer.
Yeah. Yes, I think that's exactly right. And I think that, I mean, even though I moved into Healesville during lockdown, if it hadn't been lockdown, I probably wouldn't have pushed myself to join Healesville Connect, and I probably would have had a lot less friends here and probably missing my Tasmania, where I came from, a lot more. But I've found that Healesville Connect has been, for me, a really wonderful way of meeting a whole group of people, and it's really nice to be able to walk down the street and say hi to somebody. Through lockdown, you know, you'd go to the supermarket, you weren't encouraged to talk or socialise, you'd come back and you'd find that in the week you'd only talk to yourself and your husband.
Yep. And that can get boring too. I shouldn't say that. I've got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more. So, Joe, you gave us a little bit of an outline, but you moved into Hills from Tasmania, probably about the worst time you could have come during COVID. But anyway, that's another story. But what made you join? Was it that you just felt that you didn't know anyone, or what made you, Joe, right, decide I'm going to join?
Right. Well, I was one of the original people that came. I think it was on Healesville notice board. Somebody posted, I'm really lonely and I don't know how to meet anybody. And another long-term local put out the call saying, well, that's no good. Who'd like to? And I think at that stage we were allowed to meet outside. Who'd like to come to the Healesville Hotel and we'll see if we can form a group and do something about it. So I had been in Healesville for probably about 5 months and I thought, well, it's now or never. So I thought, I'm turning up. And that's how Healesville Connect formed.
What sort of turn-up did you get?
I think there was about 7 of us.
Yep.
Mm, and Liz Peel and I, Liz from Silversmith.
Yep.
And I are still involved, yeah.
So at that meeting, was it, because is it a formal group? Like, is it an incorporated group, or is it just a group of friends?
No, we are a group of disparate women.
Disparate? What do you mean by that?
Well, there's people from all walks of life, yep. And I must admit we're all of a certain age. Yep. Now it seems to have morphed into something for retirees, not that it excludes anybody else, but that's who seems to come along the most. Yep. So there was about seven or eight of us, and, I mean, no, I didn't know any of them, and a lot of them didn't know each other either. Yep. And it was just like, how can we do this? And we all decided, well, Facebook's how we found out, and Facebook was really the way people communicated through lockdown. Yep. And we had a big discussion, well, what should we call it? And we thought Healesville Newbies, and then we thought, as you said, there's a lot of people in the town that might like to learn to join that... But have been here forever.
Yep.
So that's when we came up with, well, we want to connect people, so let's call it Healesville Connect.
Oh, that's a terrific idea.
Yeah.
As a formal group, Healesville Connect, you don't actually run anything, do you?
So. We don't have a committee per se. We have meetings together, and there's probably about eight women that are... I suppose it's the inner circle, but we don't have a president, a secretary, a treasurer. We're not incorporated. We don't have a bank account. Right. So we just, and anybody's quite welcome to come along and give us some ideas of what they'd like to see us do. So having our coffee mornings, we've come up with other ideas of what we'd like to be involved in, and hopefully new people would like to be involved in. And there can be some things run every week, some things run every month, and some things are just an occasional now and then.
Now, you mentioned women. They all turned up as women. Is it just for women, or
no,
do you have guys as well?
No, it certainly is not. It seems to be women like to organise more than men. But we certainly have a lot of men that come regularly to our events. Sometimes it's as a husband and wife, and sometimes it's a person by themselves, both men and women. And we do even have on the every... fortnight on a Thursday, we do have Thursday Chat with Phil, and that is really for the men that don't want to sit around and listen to what we're talking about. Yep. If they want to chat with other men, so for Thursday Chat with Phil.
But is that
for
online
that.
or
no? That's all having a coffee face to face. Yeah, right. Everything we do is face-to-face these days.
Because another group of people, and you've obviously tapped into this, is where husband and wife retire, they've got great plans, they're going to travel Australia, they're going to do overseas trips, and either hubby or wifey dies. Mm. And then they tend to, from what I understand, a lot of women haven't driven and certainly aren't going to tow a caravan around Australia and
that's
all that,
right.
Whereas a guy might still do some of that. So there's obviously a lot of very lonely women out there as well.
Oh, for sure. And a lot of people move to Healesville because that's where they find family.
Yep.
But, of course, your family is very busy working and going to school, etc. So they're really only around... at the weekend, so
they
they've
don't
got
want
a
to
very
see them every weekend either.
Well, and they've got a very long week ahead of them, where you know they haven't got a lot on.
Yeah.
So it's just one of the ways of filling the week.
Yeah, I think it's really good because I've certainly interviewed a number of people who, along the line of husbands died, they were going to tow vans around and do all sorts of things. Hubby dies, and they just are at a loose end.
Yeah. That's exactly right. And it doesn't take much for them to be quite happy with, you know, just going and having a coffee at a coffee shop or coming to the movies or maybe having a wine of a Friday night somewhere.
And I think the other issue with that is on a group like this is the spin-off that, you know, if you're home lonely, you go down, as you actually mentioned this, go down and do your shopping, you speak to maybe the checkout chick or bloke, and then you go home and that's it for the week. Whereas, obviously, with these groups, once you know a few people, you know, you can get down the street and do your shopping, you run into this one, that one, and so you're there for, next thing you know, you're down the coffee shop and an hour and a half later,
That's exactly right. And isn't that the fun part of being retired? You don't have to rush off because you've got some other thing to do.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
All right, I'll take another quick break and we'll be back with more. Lee Kernighan, listen to the radio. Should mention I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with music, memories and more. Plenty of hits of the 50s and 60s. And then Sunday night I hear between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Plenty of the 60s music this weekend. And of course all Sunday, on Sunday morning, Saturday morning, Mark's on between 9 and 12 with his 60s music as well. But anyway, we're talking to Joe from Hillsville Connect. Now, Joe, you just mentioned off air you're looking at a toy library. I think they are fantastic ideas. My daughter uses one because very often, you know, the toys are bought and then they lose interest or they get bigger and it's too little for them, and a lot of families are doing it tough. So it's great to be able to borrow a toy for a week or so and then be able to take it back.
That's exactly right. There's always been a toy library in Hillsville for quite a long time. However, it was shut in 2019, and I didn't even realise it had existed until I was walking past and saw something through the window and went to inquire what's that room used for, and there it was, a whole room full of toys. Just ready to be reopened and a toy library re-established. So some of the ladies from Hillsville Connect we've got together, we've got the bank account going. We got quite a few grants to get some money, and we're currently cataloguing them onto a computer system so that hopefully we can reopen the Healesville Toy Library within a month or two.
I was going to ask how quick. So what happened to it? Do you know? They just ran out of a committee? Or?
Yes, I think so. I think that COVID sort of put the death knell on it, but it had actually shut before COVID started. And so it was just sitting there. And, of course, all the toys are there's really good quality toys and puzzles. And it's a great way of young families getting toys for the children to use, and they can swap them. We haven't actually set our fees yet, but it'll probably be maybe $50 a year for a family to join, and then they have the pleasure of coming every week or fortnight changing their toys, and the children have educational toys at very little cost.
No, I think they're a terrific idea, and unfortunately at times organisations do just run out of volunteers, and then they've had to shut. I know a couple of organisations, particularly Rotary Clubs, where they had a few members, but no one wants to be the president or secretary or treasurer. Mm. And if you can't do that, you've got to close.
That's exactly right. We do have quite a few people involved now that aren't involved with Healesville Connect. We've got some youngsters as well, young mums, as well as a couple of people who really just wanted a project to work on as they were newly retired, and found that this seemed to be a good idea. So, yes, we're getting through. It takes a while to catalogue and put them into the system.
Where is it, Jo?
Well, it's in a room off a meeting room at the Council Link, Community Link, whatever it's called. So it's a lovely sized room with shelving and et cetera, and it's all in there, and it comes straight off into a meeting room. So when it's open, we'll open the double doors, pull the toys out, and kids can have a little look, and parents can have a decide what they want.
Sounds like a terrific idea. And particularly, it's not like you've got to buy all the toys from scratch. You've got some in there as well before you get started.
Well, that's right. Yes. So we're going through sorting out. Some of them are a bit worn, and now that we know we've got some grant money, we can replace them with some of the newer toys. Plus, we've been able to buy a tablet to do all the cataloguing on. And so, we've got enough to get started.
Hopefully you've got some men or women who have got a bit of expertise who are happy to repair toys, because, things do happen to them down the track. So
this is the trouble. A lot of toys are plastic, and so once they're broken, that's it.
That's it.
But we do have some lovely old wooden toys, and I wouldn't be surprised if the Badger Creek Men's Shed may have made some of them. Have to be careful to make sure that nothing's going to break while a kid's using them.
I'll guarantee if you find some stuff that needs a bit of repairs at the Badger Creek, because I've had them a couple of times at Badger Creek Mop, I'm sure they would do your repairs as you need.
Yes, I'm sure they would too.
Great lot of guys. All right, we'll take another quick break. We'll be back with more.
Down, stressed out, what the hell are we doing? Our lives fly by before you know we get through it. Tell me no and call me crazy on the way to your house, baby. Just pack a bag and leave the mess. Let's trouble over the world with a wind. We'll just dance and make the most of every minute that's on this road. Destination, I don't care. We could wind up anywhere. 'Cause the best part is the getting there. The best times of our lives. Yeah, we're smack dab in it. And one day, I won't say, girl, we should. sure to kick it. Let's go chase down a sunset, hit the coast and get our feet wet, and walk a rope without a net. Let's row where the wind blows. Every rain will just dance and make the most of every minute. Let's own this row. Destination, I don't care. We could wind up anywhere. Cause the best part is they're getting there. We may not change the world, but we're gonna leave a dent.
This road's at home.
Let's roll where the wind blows. Every rain will just dance and make the most of every minute that's on this road. Yeah, destination, I don't care. We can wind up anywhere.
Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Now, we're talking to Joe from Hillsville Connect. Now, apart from coffee mornings or whatever you're going to hold those, you also mentioned in passing something about going to theatre. So, do you have some regular things that you do apart from the coffee?
We certainly do. We have a card group which meets every the first and third Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. at the RSL. It's 500 cards. My husband loves it, and there's usually between 8 and 16 people there, and they run it just as a bit of fun, and they really enjoy it. And occasionally we go to a meal prior. And before we go on, and they go on to that, and I go home. Yeah. We also introduced Let's Do Brunch last year. One of the ladies said, well, I go out for brunch with a couple of friends once a fortnight anyway, so maybe we'll make it a Hillsville Connect thing. And so once a fortnight we were going out on a Wednesday or a Thursday to a local place, and this year it's going to be once a month, and then the alternate fortnight we're going to have like a Friday evening drinks somewhere.
So you don't go to the same place?
We try and share the love. We've been to anywhere from Stag Lane, which is towards Yarra Glen, and the Blueberry Farm, all over the place. Thursday, we're going to the Blue Lotus Water Gardens for lunch. So that'll be nice to see the water lilies. Yeah, so that's a good fun one. And quite often men will come along to that because we all know that men like to eat. So we also have chair yoga in one of the library meeting rooms.
Chair yoga.
How do you do that? About once a month with a lady called Chris. It's yoga, but you're sitting in a chair, so you don't have to worry about that getting up off the floor. So I find it lovely. I really like to go to that one. And it's very relaxing for your mind, and it's a nice muscle stretch. Yep. And it's good fun. Chris gives her time for free, but we do throw a bit of money in the pot, which she donates to Hickey. So that's really nice. And we do have quite a few people that have come along to that and then just started coming to coffees from that, because we have a coffee after. So that's really good fun. And the other thing that we've done regularly, which has been very important, has been a Welcome to Hillsville session, which we now hold in a library meeting room, when we first started, we were running these through COVID once a month, and we were getting, you know, up to 10 people in the room. And now we've found that the needs dropped off a bit. But so we hold it about around quarterly, and new residents or anybody that's sort of come to Hills within the last couple of years can come along. We tell them about all the clubs and societies. We give them the Rotary handbook.
Yep.
We have pamphlets and things from all over the place, from indigenous plants of Yarra Ranges to, you know, what the local swimming group's doing, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, Jane Judd, who you may know, is the person that speaks with that one, and I just go along and help and hand out pamphlets. Yep. So that's really, really useful for new residents. They get to see some other people that are new, and they get to be able to ask somebody who's been here for a long time some of the pressing questions, like where do you buy your wood in winter?
Well, and when you first come into an area, some of these questions are fair, Nick. Are fair, aren't they?
Mm. People just don't know. Well, how do the buses work? All those sorts of pressing questions. And we have people with young families who want to know about, you know, is there scouts and guides, or, you know, what sports groups there are, to older people wondering how you join the community garden. So it's a...
And I think it's useful. And all those things.
Yep. We cover as many as we can, and we try and tailor it to the people that come along.
So while you might run a whole lot of things, although it sounds like you do run a fair bit, but you're also a conduit for other groups.
For sure.
To say to people, hey, this is the way to go.
That's for sure. The Facebook page is a lot of sharing information from other groups. So I've joined just about everything in Hillsville on Facebook, and I just read through and think, well, that would connect people, and I posted it onto our Hillsville Connect page. So people that say, oh, that's really interesting, they can then join that page themselves. They're aware of it.
Yeah. Because if you just move here, it can be quite daunting. Like, it's all right for people to say, oh, yeah, we've got U3A, we've got this and that and that and this. But unless you know where to look, and particularly when someone moves in, they can be very daunted and just not know where to go.
That's exactly right. Well, U3A is an unknown concept to me, coming from Tassie. Yep. And when I first heard of it, I thought it was some hippie group. And then I sort of realised after talking to people, oh, this is what they do, and I actually joined last year.
The other thing is too, we have a great association with U3A. They come in here four times a year, once every term. I think it's very badly named, U3A, to be honest, because a lot of people think at the end of the day there's going to be exams and all that sort of stuff. I think, well, U3As are, but when you use University of 3, I've had a lot of people say, oh, I can join that. I gave up school 40 years ago. But anyway, I'll take a quick break. We'll be back. Well, now this singer is our very own, out of Hillsville, Leanne Patrick, and the Indian Cowboy.
Again, he's an Indian cowboy in the road.
And that was our very own Leanne Patrick, an Indian cowboy. And I think she might be listening. So, hello, Leanne. Now, I will say that if people are listening to me on this Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, Leanne's got a show coming up at one of the breweries. So I'll tell you more about that on Sunday. And I know Cal Kennedy, who sings the Dodge Ute, will be there. So I think it's a day I'm on air. Otherwise, I'd be... No, I think it's a... could be a Friday night. So I'll let you know on Sunday, and I might even try and get there myself. But anyway, we're talking to Joe from Healesville Connect. Now, Joe, you've talked about some of the things that you do on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. What sort of occasional things pop up?
Well, sometimes we have fundraisers, so we will hold that in a person's house, and we raised money for Hickey last year. In that way, we've had a fashion parade with Cressic, who were very kind to us and provided bubbly and sandwiches, and we provided some models, and we had a great time seeing things modelled and then purchasing with a little discount. We've had Christmas in July's and Melbourne Cups, etc., in people's homes just to get together, and that's a great way of getting husbands along as well. And we've had two twilight picnics in the park, which is held in Queen's Park. And for the first one, we were given a grant from the Recovery Fund, I think it was called. We put on music, a free barbecue, free ice creams. Plus, we have some old-fashioned novelty games like sack races and skipping races and egg and spoon races, etc., which go down a treat with parents and children. And
they
the children
still love
them,
don't they?
Oh, they do. And they love seeing their parents having a go too.
Yeah. Yep.
So we held that the first time year before last, and it went down so well that we applied for a different council grant and put it on again in January, just gone. So in the middle of January, thinking that, well, perhaps people that can't afford to go on a big camping holiday or wherever over summer, it was something for the kids to look forward to of a Thursday evening. So we've held it twice. I don't know if I'll get my committee to hold it a third time. We'll see. It's a lot of work.
A lot of work? Too much work?
Yeah. Not too much. And we're getting... I think the second one was easier than the first.
Yep.
It's always the unknown with
well,
the first.
I was going to say, the first one, you've got to... It's like trailblazing, isn't it? You've got
yes.
to find your way, whereas second time, it's a bit easier because you've
yeah.
you know, some of the traps
yeah.
and
all that's
that.
It. And you know what's popular and what not to bother with. Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Joe, we've got people listening who want to find out more about Healesville Connect. How are they going to find out?
Well, that's a good question. And, of course, the Facebook page that we've mentioned is called Healesville Connect. And if you put that into your search on Facebook, then that comes up very easily. But, of course, a lot of people don't use Facebook and or don't want to use Facebook or whatever. We do have a monthly calendar, which one of our members types up and prints out and puts around the town. She puts one at Coles, one at Aldi, one in the Bendigo Bank window, and one on the council notice board. So that comes out just before the end of each month, generally. And we also have a Gmail email, so that if people want to actually phone, contact us, they can contact us on our email, and that is HealesvilleConnect@gmail.com.
Can you
or one
say,
word.
Can you ever say it again, please, Joe?
HealesvilleConnect@gmail.com. So all one word, all lowercase. And that is a good way of finding out, you know, if you've got a specific question to ask. But, of course, you can actually phone us on a couple of phone numbers. I'm happy to give out mine.
Yep.
And Jane Judd, who I've already mentioned, is happy for hers to come out. Probably best to just SMS us and then we can phone you back.
Yeah.
It's for me, it's 0407 918 499.
So that's 0407.
Yep. 918 499.
Yep.
Or Jane, which is 0488 474 02. 0488 474
702. Yep. So yours is 0407 918 499. And Jane is 0488 874 702.
Yes.
Got that right, Emma?
Yes. Yes, that's good.
And just your Facebook page again, please.
It's just Healesville Connect, and that's it. Just Healesville Connect. Probably two words. And so it should come up.
It should. What do you mean?
Oh, we do. Well, I'm hoping, because I've been here from the start, so I've not actually had to type it in. It should actually, it does actually come up with some questions that you need to answer, and then we approve your you joining, because
make sure you're not a robot.
That's it. That's we don't want scammers. We don't want people trying to sell us I don't know, Windows or something to do with your aircon. So we do vet those. So if you try and join and you don't get those questions, you'll probably get a little message saying, please fill in the questions. So you've got to do a little bit of a search. I mean, I think they're quite unobtrusive questions, like what's your postcode and what do you like to do? So it's great if you could answer those. And it does help us just to keep an eye on, are we doing things for everybody? We do let people from out of the Healesville area, you know, Tallangi, Leara Glen, etc. But we do try, unless there's some sort of link to Healesville, like maybe your mum lives here but you live in Melbourne, then that sort of thing's allowed too. So, but we try and keep out people from that are just, you know,
well,
joining too many.
Well, the problem is too that if they're in Melbourne, if they've got no connection here,
they're not going to come to
anything
anyway.
They're not going to come to anything anyway. They're only wasting your time.
That's it.
And the other problem is, and it's really sad, I think, that Facebook has been so messed up. I mean, you just get so many friend requests, and they're all, half of them are rubbish. And, you know, I get the same person four times who I've already with as a member, as a friend, still coming back, and somebody else is. And I've had people pretend to be me now. I don't know why you want to pretend to be me, but I've had people pretend to be me on Facebook. It's just terrible. If it works well, it works well.
Yes.
But if it doesn't, it is just diabolical.
And that's why we've got quite strong, we have to approve each post, et cetera. We want to keep it with the thought of connecting the community. Yep. So if it's something interesting, even if it's a shop's got 10% off or some pub's got a Thursday night locals thing on, we'll post those because they're useful for the community.
Yep.
Of course, all the clubs and societies, but we do want to keep out all the rubbish, and we don't like it to be political, and we don't like the, you know, when people make silly comments, putting people down. So we try and keep it nice and clean and pleasant.
I just should mention, Friday, we talked about Leanne Patrick before. Friday, the 21st of March, around 5 p.m. at the Watts River Winery. So
brewery.
You can go along and listen to her.
It's a brewery.
Brewery, is it?
Yeah.
Right. So I don't drink.
Neither does my husband, but I do.
So pop along and see Leanne. We would love you to there. I'll see if I can't get there myself. But anyway, look, Joe, we're just about out of time.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your time today.
Thank you, Alan.
We'd like to talk to you again, probably late in the year or early again next year, just to find out what's going on. I guess just very briefly, if somebody's got an idea of something that they'd like to do, like you say, you go to the theatre, and I guess if somebody came up with an idea that you all thought was, or your the few people that run it thought was good, you'd even look at that, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure. Like, we'd love somebody to do a hiking group or something, you know, more weekend or through sorts of things. But, you know, we just need somebody that says, yeah, I'd like to run a couple of those.
Well, you
and
need
we're quite
somebody
open to it.
Someone who will put their name to it and follow it through.
Yeah, and we're quite happy to advertise it.
Joe, I've got to go. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again.
Thank you, Alan.